Next week, Smuggler's Notch Distillery plans a ribbon-cutting celebration for its new space in Jeffersonville. As VPR's Amy Noyes reports, it's a prime example of Lamoille County's changing economy.
When Bell Gates Lumber shuttered its doors about two decades ago, it left a large void in the middle of Jeffersonville. Today, the land is owned by the village, and most of the sawmill infrastructure has come down. What's left is two concrete silos that have been turned into public art murals, and across the road, the lumber company's former office and machine shop.
Yeah, that's nice, isn't it? Really, that's soft. Smooth.
Now that building houses Smuggler's Notch Distillery and its retail shop and tasting room. Ron and Jeremy Elliott, a father and son team, moved their business there in 2009.
I'm the chemistry guy, the production side, and he's more of the financial guy, making sure we can pay the bills.
That's Jeremy, the younger Elliott.
We started the business in 2006, and we sold our first bottle in 2010. And from there, we've been growing at a pretty good rate for the last 8 years now. So we've seen a lot of growth.
So much growth that they need more space. Elliott says they wanted to keep the business in Cambridge, home of their company's namesake, Smuggler's Notch. The town of Cambridge has two villages, Jeffersonville and Cambridge. But as Cambridge Economic Advisory Committee member Justin Marsh explains, despite the two village centers, there are few commercial properties suitable to grow the distillery.
They've been actively looking for new space in town, and it's been a struggle because Cambridge is in a floodplain, and we have our, you know, Route 15, where you would think we would have a hub of economic growth, is sort of blocked by agriculture land, and that agriculture land serves as a flood basin. So can't really develop much along Route 15, so you have to kind of work with what's already there.
What's already there, directly across from the old Bell Gates silos, is another former timber industry business. It was the workshop, warehouse, and showroom for a now-closed post and beam builder called Northwoods Joinery. And now it's the distillery's future home. Marsh says while the lumber industry used to be a big economic driver in town, now tourism has taken its place, led by Smuggler's Notch ski area. And Jeremy Elliott has seen the effects at his Jeffersonville distillery and tasting room, as well as retail spaces in Waterbury and Burlington.
I know it's driving our business, is there's a lot more tourists around.
And that's driving a lot of relatively new alcohol-producing businesses in Lamoille County, which is home to two major ski resorts, Smuggler's Notch and Stowe. The rural north-central Vermont county is now also home to at least a half dozen breweries, a winery, a cidery, and two distilleries. Many of them, like Smuggler's Notch, are making highly sought-after products.
So I'm not sure how people find out about us, but we're one of the top 10 vodka distilleries in the U.S. by USA Today. Our original vodka still is the highest rated domestic vodka in the U.S.
While Elliott says he can't speak for the other local beverage producers, he knows why he started and grew his business here.
I don't know what makes Lamoille County so special in that regard. Maybe it's the people. Maybe it's the location. I know why I live in Lamoille County is because I love to recreate. And so I can't think of a better spot to live than a spot that I recreate all the time.
And that's a bonus when it comes to attracting and maintaining employees as well. Smuggler's Notch Distillery now has 22 full and part-time employees, and the product line has grown from just vodka to include rum, gin, bourbon, and whiskey. And Elliott says they'll be able to add more jobs once the company moves into its bigger space. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.